Into the Blender, episode 4.
What? I mean, do you think I was going to say something?
You just did. Stop messing with me. You're not missing a thing. You keep going and I'm just showing that I never stop to think.
Listening to End of the Blender with your hosts, Chooch and Viv.
You can hear us each week discussing topics ranging from co-parenting a blended family to gaming to technology news.
And whatever else catches our fancy this week.
It really doesn't matter at all. Love is such a reason to fall. And time goes nowhere when you're too careful. Well, my life is insane because you're in it.
Hi, everybody. Sorry for our little break there. We got kind of overwhelmed with Thanksgiving.
Yeah, didn't anticipate having a holiday hiatus.
We forgot to say who we are.
Hi, I'm Chooch.
Hi, I'm Viv.
This is End of the Blender.
Yeah, we just had a bunch of sugar, so we're having trouble focusing.
Today is December 1st.
Yes.
Which I saw during somebody was nice and listened on Twitter is National Pie Day.
And so we had pie.
Yes.
We had pizza pie for dinner and apple pie for dessert.
We had two pies.
And I will be honest and say that I had pecan pie for breakfast. We had some excitement here the other night where our delightful tween accidentally, it was actually my fault, did not close the freezer door all the way. We have a big upright freezer, and it didn't get closed all the way, so everything from everything from the mid-rack up, I had to throw out, which was over $100 worth of food, and then everything from the mid-rack down was in phases of defrost, so the pecan pie was defrosted. It was already baked, so I just kind of said, all right, let's let it defrost the rest of the way.
Yeah. We'd gotten these pies from
a fundraiser
for the teen.
Yeah, for M. So anyways, we had some pies in there, and the pecan pie was thawed, so I just left it out. And then Chooch doesn't like pecan pie, so when he pronounced that it was pie day, and I know he's such a lover of pie, I took out an apple pie that survived the great thaw of 07 and baked that up for him. So he had two pies, and I had three pieces of pie today. So we have officially embraced pie day.
Yeah. There was some speculation that it's actually in March sometime, the actual real Pi Day.
But now you tell me.
I didn't verify. If you're going to start making pies, I'm not going to argue about it.
Jeez. It's like 9,000 calories I would have happily done without today. Thanks, son.
Tis the season. To eat pie.
Clearly. One thing that I wanted to say is that we gave a brief not review of Martian Child, like 6 years ago or whenever that last time
we recorded. Now it's thoroughly out of theaters.
Oh, totally. It's probably on DVD now. So, yeah, you either saw it or you didn't. And if you saw it, hopefully you liked it as much as we did. I will see anything that John Cusack is in.
Oh,
I have adored him. I've had a crush on him since I first saw his little pasty face 20, 30, probably 25 years ago now. So, yeah, I'll see it. Anything with him. Yeah. What?
It's good.
It was good. And that little boy, I mean, it was kind of what you expected it to be.
Yeah.
And the little boy was such a good little actor.
Yeah.
And it was such a poignant story with, I don't remember the characters' names, but John Cusack's sister-in-law, the sister of his deceased wife.
Right.
You're looking at me like you don't even remember the movie.
Just well, I remember. I'm just trying to.
Yeah, it was Amanda Peet, wasn't it?
That played
the sister. So, anyways, that was very. I really liked that part of the storyline. The little boy was the big part, but I really liked the storyline with the sister because you wanted them to be happy. You could see there was a chemistry, but it was very obvious they felt like it was cheating.
Right.
So, that was very cool to see that they still loved the woman that much, even though she was gone. So. It was a good movie on a couple of different fronts, and I will again see whatever movie he does next.
Layered with the, that shows John Cusack's character as a little boy who's kind of the oddball.
Yeah.
And he turns into a sci-fi writer, go figure.
Yeah.
And, and then he's thinking about adopting a kid, and this kid is the really out there kid.
Yeah.
And who...
Really troubled.
Who, right. Really troubled and is convinced he's a Martian.
Yeah.
And...
in the most charming way.
Yeah.
Never saw a cuter, crazy kid in your life.
And so you can see where... John Cusack's character is has a lot of reasons that he needs this to work out. Mm-hmm. He needs to help this kid.
Absolutely.
And also, you see, you know, obviously the kid needs the help. I mean, he's been abandoned his whole life. And so there's a lot of little levels of things. Yeah. And actually, my favorite scene in it was, well, it's not even a scene. Just this one little moment where, you know, they're having a hard time, a new adoption, I'm sure, is always, you know, pretty big thing and really hard to get through. And the kid is just starting to kind of warm to him, to John Cusack's character. And there's a scene where they're outside walking, and for the first time, the little boy reaches up to hold John Cusack's hand. And at that exact moment, his back was to the kid.
Right.
And the kid reaches up to grab his hand, and he puts his hands in his pocket, having no clue what had just happened. And then the kid puts his head down. And wow.
And that was actually after a pretty important scene at the Christmas party at John Cusack's character's sister's house, where they had kind of a little confrontation.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like a pretty powerful moment that led to this moment where the little boy reached out for him and missed, and John Cusack's character missed it just by... a turn of events.
And if it was just such a quick little thing, if you reached down for popcorn or something, wouldn't have caught it.
Right.
That was like the most powerful moment of the movie for me.
So we really loved the movie, obviously. So if you didn't get to see it, maybe it'll be at a second play. Some of those second play theaters where they second run theaters, I guess. Or check it out on Netflix or DVD or whatever when it comes out. Because we really liked it. If you like John Cusack, then you'll love this. It's better than some of them that he's done. But it was good. And I guess the stuff going on with us right now is trying to dig out and get our house ready. We had my dad and my sister and her husband over for Thanksgiving dinner. And then my brother's family came over afterwards. And we started trying to plan when we were going to have the family Christmas party.
Right.
And, of course, the family, meaning my side of the family, all would be coming because they live here. Right. Tush's family, of course, lives in different states from us.
Yeah.
So when I say family Christmas party, I don't mean that as everybody. Unfortunately, it's only my side. We all live in the same city. So, anyways, trying to coordinate that. And with everybody's schedules, my sister's going out of town, so... You know, we couldn't do it the weekend right before Christmas, that 22nd or whatever.
Right.
And then M and T, my sons from previous marriage, their father is actually flying in. He lives again in another state. And so he's flying in the weekend of the 15th, 16th to spend with them. So we couldn't do it that week. And so we're having our Christmas party roughly 2.5 weeks after we had our Thanksgiving dinner, which is next Sunday.
Very soon.
At an accelerated rate, we are trying to hang Christmas decorations and get lights up and the tree up. And we usually move a lot slower towards hitting that finish line and usually have it up a week or so before I'm happy. You know, everything is in place the way I'm happy with it about a week before Christmas. And now we're doing it like really fast for us.
Right,
so that's what our main thing is going on right now. And in the middle of all of this excitement, my happy, happy news is that my brother's family, who he and his wife were separating. Now, to back up, again, my mother passed away. It will be 2 years in January, which is just shocking that I've been able to breathe on this planet for that long without my mother here to tell me how. But, so after she passed away, it hit all of us kids real hard, really hard. My sister's marriage failed, and then they were able to pull it back together really quick. They really were only splitting up and then had worked everything out a couple weeks later, thank goodness. And then at that same time, my brother and his wife decided to split up. And there was actually a funny moment that I didn't witness that I was told about, where my sister went to my brother and said, yeah, I'm... splitting from my husband, and my brother looks at her and says, "Hey, I'm splitting up too. Divorce high five." This funny little moment. So, you know, that's my family, able to make light of things. Well, so he moved out and moved in with our sister and her husband, and that was 9 months ago. And wow. I know.
I didn't realize it had been that long.
Yeah, it was like February is my memory of it.
Yeah.
And so the news that I just got was that, well, my nephew's been sick. Their son has been sick. Mm-hmm. And they have spent a lot of time together and helping him through this. You know, he's got Crohn's. He's been diagnosed. He's 11 years old, a little angel. And he's been diagnosed with Crohn's disease. And it's been really scary. Yeah. And it's been really touch and go as far as whether or not he needs surgery. So anyways, there's been a lot of bonding time for the family. And so they've gotten back together.
Yeah.
My brother and his wife have worked everything out, and he's actually going to be moving back into the family home tomorrow. And so we're going to go help them. And I actually didn't tell you this. I want to get a bottle of champagne, and I want to take it over and like toast the new resurrection. And I was trying to think of something. I wanted to do something to symbolize, you know, the fact that they've come through all this stuff. And, you know, they don't make, you know, Lennox has the ornament, baby's first Christmas, or our first Christmas, or first Christmas in new home. They don't have,
getting,
you know,
back together.
Getting back together, you know. So I was trying to think of something cute, and I was thinking of making something that was like, you know, I'm not going to say their last name, but let's say their last name was, you know, Smith. It would be like Smith 2.0, you know, or the upgrade, or just something.
There you go.
Because he's a tech geek, too. And I just wanted to do something to symbolize, you know, that this wasn't just another Christmas. That this was like a, oh my gosh, look at what we went through this year.
Yeah.
And, you know, our nephew, their son, is okay. You know, he's okay now. He doesn't need to rush in and have the surgery that we were afraid he was going to need. They were able to put their family back together. And it's just such a wonderful, it just makes me so happy. It makes me so happy because I feel like the family's kind of getting over the hurdle of the grieving in the morning, because I really think that that was what impacted their marriages so much, was the grief. The mourning. And of course there are other issues and other problems, but we were all really lost after we lost her. And so I think that it's really easy to lose your way and to lose your compass on things. And thankfully my sister and my brother have been able to keep their marriages together. And I just thank God that you and I were able to not deal with any of that. We just held on to each other and didn't worry about anything else. So that's my thrilling. I'm just so tickled about that. World, I hope you understand, because my brother's family is a blended family.
Yeah.
She was married previously and had two beautiful daughters, my glorious nieces. And they are now 19 and 17, and they've been in my life since they were so 2 and 4.
Yeah.
So for almost their entire life. And so they're my nieces. They're, you know, I tell them, you know, you're not just like my nieces and nephews. You're like my kids. Those kids have been in my heart for so long. So it's just such a thrill.
They got married. They had two boys together.
Exactly. I kind of got lost on my nieces. I just love them so much. I kind of get overwhelmed. But yeah, they, she had the two daughters from a previous marriage. That marriage ended kind of not well, as most don't. And she met my brother, and they had two sons. These nephews are just awesome. They're the greatest. They're best friends with my sons from a previous marriage. And there's 2 years of difference between the oldest two, their oldest and our oldest. And then there's 6 months difference between our middle child, which is T, and the 11-year-old. So, I mean, I joke that they've been playing since, you know, they were before they were born. So, you know, it's just, we're very close with them, and we just love them so much.
Spend a lot of time here.
The nephews definitely spend a lot of time here with our sons. And the nieces, I don't get to see often enough. Luckily, the older niece has a job very nearby. So I went by to visit her. I don't know if I told you that. I visited her job.
Yeah.
She went to that. She works at that, like, gaming.
Yeah.
That new gaming store. And then, my younger niece, works all the time. She's still in high school. I don't get to see her nearly enough, but she's just spectacular. I love those girls. And so we're just really feeling blessed right now that everybody's been able to find themselves and find their way back to each other. So this is a very grateful weekend for us, getting to help him move back in. And
man, can't wait for our early Christmas.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be so fun. A
couple week early Christmas, have everybody together.
Well, I know why you're excited about it, too, because it's not a stuffy old turkey dinner.
We do have a special family tradition.
We do. When I was, and I don't know exactly how old I was, but it was before I entered the fourth grade. So, you know, not younger than nine. At Christmas, my mom used to do the big, you know, she would do the big roast beef, or she would do I don't even remember what she did because I was eight or younger.
Right.
But she would do the big fancy dinner like most families do. And then one year she said, you know what? It's Christmas for me too. I am not spending all day in the kitchen for you people. And it's just not happening. You know, because that was when we were so young, she had to do all the dishes too. It wasn't just the cooking. So she started a new family tradition. And so we've carried it on even though she's passed. And it's bacon cheeseburgers.
Yep.
Big, fat, greasy bacon cheeseburgers on those great big fat Kaiser rolls.
Oh, yeah.
Lately, they've been making them with Texas toast. Mm-hmm. I still prefer the Kaiser rolls of my childhood. They're amazing. You toast the rolls with butter, and she always did it on the griddle instead of on the grill. Mm-hmm. So they were like greasy, and you know, that's always like good, unhealthy, but tasty. So, you know, we're continuing that tradition. That's like, we don't even like consider, it's like, okay, Christmas dinner. Okay. We got to get the rolls. We got to get the hamburger. Right. We got to get the cheese. So that's our funny little thing. So we're looking forward to that. We're actually going to have, it's kind of good that our dinner, our party is so soon, but it's so far from Christmas. It's like what, two something weeks.
Right.
Because we're going to bake and cheeseburgers again on Christmas Day. So at least it's not like Friday night and then Sunday night. It's like two weeks. I don't even know how far it is.
Far enough.
So just getting the house ready and, of course, the mad dash for Christmas presents. And the thing that I really run into it and then you really run into it. It's not anything that we like share. The issues that we have with trying to coordinate the Christmas presents for the kids.
Oh, right.
We try to make it so that, you know, I don't talk to the family, my ex-husband's side of the family, like I used to when we were together to coordinate gifts. It's there, that communication isn't really there. I keep trying for it, but it's just not there. Yeah. And so, you know, my kids give me their Christmas lesson. I'm like most moms, so I'm trying to make their little dreams come true. And so I try to, if his family asks, then I try to say, okay, this is what they've asked for, and this is what we're getting. Or so that if I say they want Rock'em Sock'em robots, and then they say, oh, I want a digital camera, that they'll know that, yes, they asked for a digital camera, and we're covering that one. So. Right, so that they don't end up getting two digital cameras or two Rock'em Sock'em robots or whatever it is. And that's always difficult because they don't really listen. And I can totally appreciate you're out and you see something that you think would be great for them. But unfortunately, we end up with a lot of stuff that just sits unopened. It doesn't ever get opened. There's still stuff down here from last Christmas and last birthdays that weren't even open because the kids have no interest in them. And it makes me, I'm kind of torn because I don't know what to do about that. Do I make them play with it? Do I let them do what they want? I mean, it's such a waste of money. I hate that they're spending good money. These are not cheap gifts that the boys just don't have. It's just not them. They don't appreciate it. So I'm caught in that again right now. Especially with their dad coming to visit and being worried because I haven't heard any their dad did ask me one thing that of what to get them, but I've heard nothing else from the rest of the family. I have no idea what they have planned. And so it's hard for me because I don't want to control everything. I don't want to say, okay, now you get this and you get that. And that is this. I think everybody should have the freedom to get what they want. I just want them I guess I just want them to be able to say, my grandma got this for me. It's awesome. Yeah. Or look what my aunt, you know what I mean?
Oh yeah.
So, and it's hard. It's an awkward thing because the communication is not there.
Right.
And then like with Jay, with your son in California, it's awkward trying to coordinate what to get him. But luckily his mom usually gives us pretty good, like, okay, this is what he wants. This is what I'm getting him. This is what he, this is the other stuff he wants. So we're always really good about, okay, great.
Right. Absolutely.
Done.
Yeah. And it's been kind of hit and miss some years when the communication really wasn't there and it was very difficult. And so I would talk to him, but as a little kid, and he would kind of be all over the place. And then I don't know what his mother's already getting him.
Exactly.
And the last couple of years has been really great where she said, okay, he's into this and this, and we're going to get this, and my mom's going to get him that, and my sister's going to get him that, and, you know, here's a couple other things. So that's been wonderful.
Yeah.
And I've seen, actually on Twitter, some people are going through Amazon.com and creating wish lists for their kids through Amazon and then mail that to the relatives.
I did that last Christmas for the teen.
Oh,
nobody. I may have done it for both of them. I know we did it for M.
That's the problem. You have to have people that actually go to Amazon and then
Or
that they even want to get them the things that are on those particular lists and don't already have something else in mind.
Yeah. So it's difficult because my kids aren't, my two aren't the kind to say, well, okay, they do it with us. They have no hesitation saying, I want this.
Right.
I want it now. I want it blue. Yeah. I want it lit up. I want it with feathers, whatever, you know, they have no problem.
Yeah.
But with, and they don't have a problem with my side of the family because they see my side of the family a lot more frequently than they see my ex's side of the family. They live a little further away. Instead of being 10 minutes away, they're 45 minutes away.
Mm-hmm.
And, for whatever reason, I don't know, they don't see them that often. We don't hear, we don't have that much contact with them.
Mm-hmm.
There's not like any calls or anything like that that I know of, you know, they don't see them that often. And like when M does his fundraisers for his school activity, I say, you know, okay, this is to offset this really great trip you guys are going to take. We need as much coming in for that as possible. Cause you know, one of his trips is $400.
Yeah.
And so we need to really offset that. I can't get him on the phone with his dad's family.
Yeah.
So now I have to send out an email and say, this is a fundraiser. If you can participate, great. If not, thanks. You know,
it just doesn't feel comfortable that, I guess from his point of view, the only time he ends up calling is asking them to buy something.
Right. I think it's because the contact isn't there. He has no problem calling my dad or my sister.
Right.
Not as much with my brother. My brother's kind of a funny personality.
Well,
he's kind of a, he's one of those big rawr bears, but he's like, he's just so funny. My brother, you know, he's got tattoos and he looks like such a big gruff bear. But then on the side, he says, okay, well, I've got $50 put aside for M's trip, so don't worry about it. And it's just like, oh, that's so sweet. You know, okay, you've bought yourself a little white boy. He'll be able to do with chores accordingly.
Menial labor. So whenever the relatives call and ask the kids, so, you know, what do you want this year? And they just, I don't know.
Money.
And that's
invariably
usually the truth. They like to save up big wads of cash to get the shiny thing that they really have their heart set on that nobody can buy in one shot. And they do really, really well saving for those big things.
All three of them do, because Jay does also. He's able to hold on to money for a long time. And M&T, I mean, they get a big old stack of money, and then they're like, whoa, cool, what am I going to buy, you know? And at the age of, what was it, 10, M bought a PS2 with money that he'd saved over $270 between Christmas and his birthday. And
yeah, so, those were still pretty new at the time.
Yeah, they weren't out that long at all when he bought it, so... They're all really good about saving. I'm worried that M, though, with any money that he'll get, will just be spent on dinner with the girlfriend because they just, oh my gosh.
Money has become liquid lately.
There were like 3 days that they went out to eat after school, like to Five Guys and like Pancho Villas and stuff. And I'm like, I can't even afford to eat out three times. And I'm like, where are you getting this money from? And then I laughed. I said, well, when I was in high school, I used to skip lunch and spend the money on other stuff. So I understand that. But I'm not giving him enough to go out to eat three times a week in a restaurant. It's so funny. But he says, oh, we find change in her car. And I'm like, what kind of change? Five Guys is not cheap.
Those some big seat cushions.
Those are. So I don't know. But they're so cute. Now they're trying to find jobs. So they can buy Christmas presents for each other. And that's the new thing. And I'm like, the clock is ticking. You're not likely going to get more than one paycheck. So that's kind of what's going on in our house that I can think of right now. I'm finishing up my college semester, and it's frantic, and there's a lot going on in the game that we play, our City of Heroes. Well, we play a couple, but the game that we spend most of our time in, again, is City of Heroes. Yep. It's an online MMORPG, superheroes, and so we've spent a lot of time in there coordinating stuff, and a new expansion just launched, and so we're spending more time in there than we should, and... So we have lots of excuses why we didn't record.
Yeah.
So none of them are good, but we feel
not particularly.
Right. But every day it was, okay, we're going to record tonight. And then, you know, the freezer door would be left open and it would be all day of thawing and cooking and cleaning up and draining and airing out the carpet. And oh my gosh.
One night I had to work particularly late and didn't get home until 10:30, 11:00. And
of course I'm headed to bed at that point if I'm not already in bed because I have to get up so early. Right now we're kind of on opposite schedules.
Yeah. Some nights you have to wake up when you get up at 3 a.m. to pound out a couple hours of studying before you have to go.
And that's what it's going to be like the next 2 weeks. So nice seeing you. Give me a kiss. I don't know when I'll see you again.
But so, you're almost done.
Yeah. And two more weeks. Awesome. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm doing well. I'm happy. But I'm also annoyed with myself, as I usually am. That's the wonder of me. So I guess that's probably kind of all we have going on this week.
Yeah.
We wanted to try and live by our keep it around half an hour rule. So we decided not to do any, like, you know, we were going to talk about health issues or, you know, entertainment stuff. Right. But we thought since we just really wanted to get another episode out because we like doing this and we like the feedback that we've gotten back so far. We've gotten some, Hubby's got some cute tweets on Twitter. And so we're having fun with it. And hopefully you are too. And hopefully this is content that is familiar to you in some way or another, even if you're not in a blended family or if you know somebody that's in one.
Yeah.
Because everybody knows somebody in a blended family now.
Absolutely. This episode will be short and sweet, and we will check back in with you next week.
I think next week we'll probably be talking more holiday stuff.
That sounds reasonable.
Yeah, because that's like what we're mired in right now. And frantically studying and frantically you getting your new work project. And so we will squeak out another half hour or so for you guys soon.
Great.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.
Bye. You light the suns in all my worlds.
It's hot time you believe. Thanks for listening to Into the Blender.
You can find information, comment on episodes, and subscribe to the podcast at intotheblender.com.
You can send us email to feedback@intotheblender.com.
This podcast is released under a Creative Commons, non-commercial, no derivatives 3.0 license.
You are free to make copies and share this podcast to your heart's content.
Just not modify or make money from it. Rachel.
Sally.
200 years into the future, mankind has conquered the solar system. Humanity has entered a new era of peace and exploration. But a looming threat could spell the end of everything. The fate of civilization rests in the hands of an unlikely hero.
Excuse me, hero? You know, I've been called a lot of things over the years. Criminal, con artist, traitorous bitch. But hero? Well, yes, but they were being sarcastic. This is the story of how I saved the universe.
Space Casey is an audio drama miniseries from Christiana Ellis. Subscribe now at www.spacecasey.com.
You'll love it. Trust me.